Whatever you think about airport security, at least you can be pretty confident about the equipment used to look for weapons or explosives. You know the metal detectors and body scanners are real. They're not props. But what if you lived in a place where bombings are common and you found out that the security people there are using phony detectors? Rebecca Collard has that story from Beirut.
Car after car enters the parking lot of an upscale shopping center in central Beirut. The city has been hit by numerous bombings in recent years, so security guards go over the vehicles here with handheld bomb detectors. You do it like this, says Sami, a guard who doesn't want to give his last name. He points a long metal antenna at the wheel well of a black SUV. The device Sami is using is called the Alpha 6. But what Sami doesn't realize is that it's completely useless. Not poorly designed or not very effective, but completely incapable of detecting anything. Thousands of these devices were sold to governments and security firms across the Middle East and Asia. Essentially, it's just a black plastic handle and a metal antenna. In fact, they're modeled after novelty golf ball finders sold in this 1990s infomercial.
Anyone can find a golf ball fast with the Gopher, even a child.
The Alpha 6 looks almost identical to the Gopher. Just the logo on the handle is different. In 2014, the British couple that made the Alpha 6 was found guilty of fraud, according to this BBC report.
Samuel and Joan Tree were involved in an international scam that reached across several continents. It was here that they assembled their Alpha 6 devices in their garden shed.
Another British businessman, James McCormick, also marketed thousands of similar devices. Many of those were sold to Iraq between 2007 and 2010, years when thousands of people were killed in bombings of government buildings and shopping areas. McCormick is serving a 10-year prison sentence in the UK, but the fake devices he sold are still being used across the region. Inside the Beirut shopping center, I meet Ziad Nasrallah. He tells me he's known for years that the detectors don't work.
When I read the article, like 5 years ago, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, that it was a big scam, I expected all this to stop, but I mean, I was surprised it hasn't. So I figured maybe they upgraded them.
But they haven't been upgraded or replaced, at least not all of them. The companies and agencies that bought them should have been more careful, says Nasrallah. But he thinks they may have profited from the deals.
I think, you know, it's up to private institutions and people to be more vigilant about this stuff. But obviously they are in bed with them, you know, to a certain extent. Unless the security companies actually believe that these devices work.
Maher El Obeidi is the security manager for this shopping center.
We use Alpha 6. I know there is a lot of talks about it, and it works, it doesn't work. But at least the police, they are still using it, the army, they are still using it. So we are using this machine, that's all.
Obeidi tells me he believes the machine works, though it's not perfect. If the guards are suspicious, he says, they bring in the bomb-sniffing dogs. But then he adds that with the way attacks are carried out these days, where the bombers are willing to die, nothing can be truly effective.
If somebody is coming to kill himself, how can you stop him? Expose himself, how can you stop him? As simple as that.
Back out on the street, we tell Sami that the device is fake and that the guy who made it is in jail. I've heard that, he says, but it's not true. For The World, Rebecca Collard, Beirut.
You're listening to The World.